Senator Dwayne Sutton moves the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 95.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on that motion? Senator Dwayne Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Senate Bill 95 was changed on the House side, and we added an amendment that was brought on by the opposition to this bill to further clarify that it applied only to horse and dog racing. I just want to emphasize again, this is not an expansion of gaming in South Dakota. Account wagering will take place across the country, and we're just looking for an opportunity to cash in on a small amount of that betting, that betting handle that takes place every day in America, to backfill some of the lost funds for the horse racing industry in South Dakota, which we feel is an important part of our economic development and the future, and it's got a long-standing tradition, and we'd just like for that to continue. So I urge your support of Senate Bill 95. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Knutson.
Well, I rise in opposition to this bill as I did when it passed the first time, and really the depth of my opposition to this has increased since we passed it, inspired in large part by the newspaper article I placed on all your desks indicating the terrible troubles that North Dakota has had with this type of gambling. And as Senator Sutton alluded, I did work with the proponents of this legislation to draft the amendments that were put on in the House State Affairs Committee. They make this a better bill, they make it a little safer, but they certainly don't make it a good piece of legislation. In talking with the non-legislator proponents of this legislation, they indicated to me that they anticipate tens of millions of dollars in betting along this in a year in this format, possibly in excess of $100 million a year running through the South Dakota operation. I don't think you can fairly say that that's not an expansion of gambling. There basically is no revenue in this bill for the state of South Dakota. What small taxes are going to be imposed on that, on those millions of dollars running through our state gambling aegis. There's a very small percentage that is dedicated to two horse racing funds, and again, it may well be, and I know the proponents have frequently said that the horse racing needs some support, but there has to be a better way to do it than this. And again, I just submit that there is no, I mean, this facilitates the cleaning and laundering of in my mind, illegal proceeds. I just have a hard time believing that we need, that people out there in the real world using legitimate dollars need to bet $100 million through the state of South Dakota. So I think this is a very bad step for South Dakota. I think it'll get us, again, in what the proponents of gambling like to talk about, business partnerships with people we don't want to be partners with. I think you can look at North Dakota's experience. This is a bad deal. I hope you vote no.
Further remarks? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I have that article also, and I don't believe it's quite accurate. Presently, there's off-track betting going on at the Flandreau Casino, and it was moved there from Sioux Falls, so it's still in operation.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is Senator Dwayne Sutton's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments. The motion is to concur. Because the underlying bill dedicates money to a continuously appropriated fund, a two-thirds vote was required for original passage, and under Rule 8-3, a concurrent vote must receive a two-thirds vote as well. So a two-thirds vote is required to pass the motion to concur. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
No.
APA? Bartling?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
No.
Denwald?
Aye.
Dunafin?
Yes.
Early?
No.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
No.
Pocheck?
Aye.
Knutson?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koistra?
No.
Coskin?
Aye.
Linz?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Sutton Dan?
Aye.
Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two Bulls?
Aye.
Senator Dunaffin?
Aye.
Senator Greenfield?
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 23, nays 11, excused 1.
So the motion having failed to receive an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members elect, President declares the motion fails. Senator Sutton?
I'd like to give my notice of intent to reconsider.
Senator Sutton has given notice of his intent to move for reconsideration of the vote by which the concurrent motion was lost.